This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. $200 billion is a whole lot of tax on a whole lot of Chinese goods, but there is another side to the Sino-American trading relationship that we haven't really been talking about as much, the roughly $56 billion worth of services the U.S. sells to China every year. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explores that smaller but growing side of U.S.-China trade.
Trade isn't just goods packed into shipping containers, stacked on boats, and sent across the ocean. Students coming to the U.S. to study, that actually counts as an export. Tourists visiting the U.S., same. Scott Kennedy is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
If you look at what the U.S. exports to China in the way of services, travel, tourism, and education is number one.
Other services exports include licensing fees or royalties for American intellectual property and transportation services, like FedEx deliveries. We had about a $40 billion trade surplus in services with China last year.
$40 billion is really not very much, but it's symbolically important.
Derek Scissors is with the American Enterprise Institute.
There are people who think if we could make a good deal with China, we could have a lot more services exports to China. I don't agree with that. I don't think the Chinese would ever allow it.
But Erin Ennis with the U.S.-China Business Council is slightly more optimistic. She says China's the fastest-growing services market for the U.S.
Realistically, they've been talking about liberalization and financial services in particular for the last 2 years, and the groundwork has been done. What that looks like, you know, the devil is frequently in the details.
She says how much China opens its services market and how fast is unclear. Also unclear whether the present trade tensions will derail that progress. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
As I said, the latest ratcheting up of the trade war happened last night. So when Wall Street woke up this morning, it was not happy, stayed a little cranky all day. We'll have the details when we do the numbers.